must congratulate you, Ambassador Yuri Stark of Bulgaria, for your nomination and assumption of this important the task as President Designate of the 24th Annual Conference of the High Contract Parties to amend the Protocol 2. I would like to refer, if you permit me, to both the agenda, the universalization and the implementation of the articles. First of all, as I chaired the annual conference with the High Contract Parties to amend the Protocol 2 last year, so I was refreshed my thinking about the importance of this instrument. And I think it is also my case, there is a wide dominating the perception that the amended Protocol 2 is one step before the adhering to the Anti-Personal Landmine and Convention. The obligations of the APLC is much far-reaching, so I think this perception was largely shared. But through my experience of chairing the last year's annual conference with High Contract Parties, I was convinced that there are pretty considerable number of the countries which have the difficulty to accede to APLC, but who are member of the this AP2, and these difficulties which preventing these countries from being a member of the APLC would last long. So I think the amended Protocol 2 is its own very proper merits. So I think the efforts are made by the President Designate as well as by the ISU for the universalization of the AP2 as well as for the better implementation of the this legal instrument should be highly appreciated. And I would like to associate the Japanese national efforts to those of the Euros. And having said so, I think the reporting is a very important one. And this year, I appreciate that the ISU has presented its analysis. I think it is the new added value from the ISU part to this gathering. So analysis presented by the ISU team are very relevant. These are the piste for further exploring. So having said so, please be assured of the full cooperation and the readiness to participate in this gathering in a constructive manner. Thank you very much.